In Brazil, racial tensions have been flaring between young blacks, the police, and vigilantes. The country's troubled economy has only made the situation worse. Catherine Osborne reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Summer has come hot and early to Rio, and Copacabana and Ipanema beaches are packed. 22-year-old airman Paulo Moreira dos Santos likes to cool off in the waves on weekends. But he's come to expect trouble when he's wearing swimming trunks instead of his Air Force uniform. They don't want to hear your story. They're going to search you, he says, by the police patrolling the beaches. To them, he's a black man with no shoes on. When they ask him to turn on his pockets, he doesn't resist. He tells the officers he doesn't have anything. He just came here to enjoy himself. Recently, other young black men headed to Rio's beaches have gotten harsher treatment. At the entrance to Copacabana, police, often with pistols drawn, board buses coming from Rio's poor north zone. Sometimes they frisk the passengers. A widely shared photo of an incident in September shows six black teenagers alongside a bus with their hands up. In a single weekend in August, the police detained 150 teenagers who had not committed any crimes. Most were poor and black. Since then, a judge has ruled such detentions illegal.
Só pode ser presa no Brasil em flagrante delito.
Police spokesman Michael Pereira says now the police will detain only people caught committing a crime. Other suspects may be frisked, he says, but based on their behavior, not race or age. Pickpocketing on the beach and police crackdowns are not new in Rio. But longtime residents say the economic downturn has made this summer particularly tense and caused a spike in activity by vigilantes, known as justice mobs. A cell phone video now circulating shows white men smashing the window of a bus filled with black teenagers leaving the beach. Online, some locals applauded the vigilantes with comments like, "The police don't do anything, the justice mob does." 35-year-old IT technician Marcio Gorgonio appreciates the vigilantes. He voted for Brazil's leftist ruling party, but lately he's been watching videos from right-wing, tough-on-crime politicians.
I feel insecure, né?
Gorgonio says he feels insecure. He worries that like a million other Brazilians over the last year, he may lose his job. And he fears rising unemployment caused by the oil price slump will bring more crime. If a person doesn't have anything to eat at home, if they have a kid, if they don't have a great character, he says, it's inevitable they'll commit crimes. He thinks more teens should do time in adult prisons, and the state should implement the death penalty. It's not just right-wing politicians stirring up these sentiments, says Silvia Moretzen. She teaches media studies at Fluminense Federal University.
The media here usually represent a society that is white and middle class, and the other, the periphery, is always under surveillance and suspicion.
Activists from Rio's North Zone are fighting back against this mindset. At a recent rally in Ipanema, they brought in funk music from Rio's favelas, or poor neighborhoods, and demanded the right to enjoy the beach. Like everyone else. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.